Phoneboy Speaks, episode 932, out of IPv4 addresses. We're out of IPv4 addresses, at least according to Aaron, and most of the registries around the world at this point. I think one, you can still get IPv4 addresses, but you know, if you haven't already started looking at IPv6, maybe now's the time to do it. And you know, for the consumer, it's really about, does your router support IPv6 and does your ISP support IPv6? Certainly, I think Comcast does in most areas at this point. And if you've got a mobile device from the last few years, if you're running Windows 7 or above on your Windows machines, or you know, recent version of Mac OS X, IPv6 is there. You can certainly turn it on. However, it's you know, much more complicated for enterprises and stuff. There's a whole lot of other things that have to get upgraded, and your networking people have to be ready to support IPv6. It's you know, one of the reasons that we've been talking about IPv6 for 15 years. And yet we're still you know, we're still not ready for it in all cases. And you know, some places are more ready than others. Some have already started exposing stuff via IPv6. But you know, now's the time, right? I mean, it's you know, I see why businesses look at it and go, my network works great today. Why do I need to switch everything out for something that's still going to work pretty much the same way it does today? Well, you know, and I'm not going to get into the technical details of how IPv4 and IPv6 are different, but the way I think of it is like a new numbering plan, right? And you may be familiar with this when, you know, if an area code for telephones gets too many numbers, right? And this is, you know, area codes are something, I guess they're unique to the United States, but there maybe they have city codes or something, you know, other places. But the point is that at some point that you run out of telephone numbers, right? And then you have to add another area code or do an overlay or that kind of thing. At least that's how they've done it in the United States. And this is somewhat like that, except you know, rather than just having 10 digits for a phone number, now you need to have a lot more digits. And this is kind of what's happening here with IPv6. And so it's a little more complex than just, you know, I don't know, changing how you dial the person across the street, right? This is, it's a whole different thing. And I mean, it does enable some new capabilities. But the bottom line is that organizations have to eventually prioritize that. And I suspect what's going to happen, what's going to drive the real adoption to IPv6, not just the kind of the incremental stuff that's been happening over the last 15 years, is there's going to have to be some big content that everybody wants to see that is only going to be accessible over IPv6. And when that happens, whatever that is, that's going to be the thing that kind of forces everybody to say, okay, I'm IPv6, and now I can, you know, now I could do stuff. Yeah, I'm cynical and think it might be porn, but it's probably, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure porn will stay on IPv4 for as long as it can, just to increase the ability for people to see it. But that's because that's just the way porn works. But anyway, this is, you know, again, Aaron says they're out of IPv4 addresses, and, you know, and everybody's on a wait list now if they want more. So this is what we're at. And hopefully, you know, again, as I said, I suspect we'll be in, you know, we'll still be using IPv4 in a decade. I wouldn't be surprised if we were still using it, you know, long after that as well. You know, now hopefully there will be, this will get us, you know, closer to IPv6. But, you know, there's a lot of other stuff that has to happen before the rest of, you know, for everything gets upgraded to be able to support IPv6. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.